political worldviews really matter, especially when those views are based on the truths of the Bible. But what happens when a foreign entity takes over a nation and instead of looking to the scriptures or natural law for what is right and just, instead they build it all on a pagan foundation, such as what happened about 80 years ago in Nazi Germany, which was formerly half Catholic and half Lutheran. Hello and welcome to this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb. We're going to talk about this right now with one of the foremost authorities on the Nazis and on Adolf Hitler that I know of, Dr. Richard Weikert, an accomplished historian. He teaches at one of the, or maybe you're retired now, but you've been involved for years as a professor in some of the California colleges. And Dr. Weikert, it's so good to have you on the program. Thanks for joining us again.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. I am, by the way, still teaching part-time, but I'm okay. Sort of phased in retirement.
So. Yes, all right. Very good. Well, this is Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb. And Dr. Weikert, when it comes to Hitler and his religious worldview, some people would even say, oh, well, you know, Adolf Hitler was a Christian. Boy, that's a lousy, worldview. But comment on that. I mean, that's a canard, and I want you to address it and diffuse it.
Yeah, of course, Hitler was baptized as a baby, and he went through confirmation, although interestingly, even when he went through confirmation in the Catholic Church, growing up in Catholic Austria, even at his confirmation, there's a testimony that he was kind of skeptical already of Christianity, and maybe not, wasn't all gung-ho about it at that time. His father, by the way, was not very religious either. His father was considered a freethinker. His mother was more devout. But by the time he was a teenager and on his own, he never attended Catholic Mass. He had contempt for Catholicism, which he expressed on quite a few occasions. If you read especially his monologues later in his life, but even earlier on, it's very clear that he had complete contempt for Christianity. However, Hitler knew that if he expressed that too loudly as a politician, that would alienate people. And he says this in Mein Kampf. He actually writes in Mein Kampf that we need to be careful not to alienate people over religion. So let's just ignore religion and keep that to the sidelines.
Well, Dr. Weikert, explain Adolf Hitler's political philosophy and how was it based on paganism as opposed to anything remotely Christian?
Well, Hitler's worldview was based on a variety of things that he pulled from a lot of German thinking, everything from Schopenhauer, who was his favorite philosopher, but especially social Darwinism. Social Darwinism played a very key role in that Hitler believed in a struggle for existence among humans. He believed that races were unequal because they were different subspecies or whatever, you know, variations that were created through the evolutionary processes, and that they're then going through this human struggle for existence that would then lead to the elimination of the so-called unfit and then the superior ones. And, of course, he believed that the so-called Aryans or Germans were superior, that they would then eliminate those who were inferior. And, by the way, it wasn't just Jews. That was one key target, of course. That was his biggest target was the Jews, to be sure. But it also included Slavs, and they killed many Russian POWs, for example, during World War II. It also included people who were Germans but who had disabilities. So they killed 200,000 Germans with disabilities from 1939 to 45. So anyone who was considered an inferior biological individual was targeted for destruction in the Nazi worldview.
Somebody once pointed out that the book Mein Kampf, at least the English translation, doesn't have the word evolution found in it. So how could you say that he believed a lot in evolution? And I know you have responded to that charge.
It actually does have the word evolution in it. It depends on which translation you use. A lot of the person that the translation that's usually used today that's still in print doesn't use the word evolution, but it uses the word development. But if you look in those passages where Hitler used the word Entwicklung, which is the German word that could be translated either way, the German word Entwicklung can mean development depending on the context. It can mean evolution depending on the context. But if you look at the context where that word development is used, it is talking about biological change of organisms from one thing to another. So it's obviously talking about biological evolution. And that's why in a lot of other translations, if you go to other translations other than the one that's currently being used, most of them do use the word evolution very forthrightly. Hitler also does use the term struggle for existence forthrightly. That is found in Mein Kampf. Terms, Darwinian terms, and selection and natural selection, those terms are used. So Hitler does use biological terminology that refers to evolution quite frequently, actually.
Darwin's book on the origin of the species was published in 1859. In 1776, America's founders said, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created and are, you know, endowed with unalienable rights by their creator, including the rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness." I mean, that idea of creation, God-given rights because of the creator, that's in stark contrast to what Hitler and the Nazis believed, isn't it?
Exactly. And in my book about Hitler's ethic, I talk about how Hitler embraced an evolutionary ethic. So Hitler believed that anything was moral that helped promote the evolutionary process. So anything that helped the superior, what he considered the superior beings, and again, he thought the Aryans were the superior race, so he believed that morally anything that helped them was moral and right. And anything that got rid of what he considered the inferior parts of the human species was moral and good and right. And so Hitler believed that, just to give it just as kind of an interesting example, Hitler stood very often in political discourse in support of monogamy and the family. But he didn't really care about monogamy per se. He just thought it was a good institution that could help Germans reproduce faster and more prolifically than their competitors, which is what he really wanted to have happen. But during the war, during World War II, Hitler and Himmler actually held discussions about introducing polygamy after World War II, because so many German young men were dying on the front. And so they thought that would then, polygamy might help promote more prolific reproduction later on. So, and Himmler, by the way, and the SS during World War II were promoting sexual immorality, sex outside of marriage, if it would produce good Aryan babies. So, you know, they didn't care about Christian morality, sexual morality. They just cared about how many babies they could get. And if they had to do that through fornication, if they had to do it through polygamy, then so be it.
I've even heard some people who are pro-abortion say, well, Hitler opposed abortion, but I think you're the one who's pointed out, well, he opposed abortion for Aryans, but he did not oppose abortion for sub-Aryans, as he would have viewed them.
In fact, they actually mandated abortions for people with disabilities, for example. If someone with disabilities, if someone who had a disability was slated to get sterilized and it happened that turned out that they were already pregnant, they would give them a forced abortion, essentially.
Wow.
They actually approved of abortion. They approved of abortions for people of other races, too, you know, Slavs, whatever they think. Himmler actually once said that, you know, for whatever he cares, they can just die. You know, he didn't care if they got abortions. In fact, it was good. They thought it was good if Jews or Slavs or whatever would get abortions. That's wonderful because they didn't want them to be any more of them.
Okay, explain about the antipathy and the hatred towards the Jews.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, some of that antipathy toward the Jews comes from what I consider a corrupted form of Christianity over the ages, which comes out of, you know, the Middle Ages, Catholicism, where there was tremendous antipathy toward anyone who was, it wasn't just the Jews, it was anyone who was non-Catholic, you know, considered non-Christian. And so there was a long history of hatred toward those who were different. And the Jews were the primary ones who were that because they were given measures of toleration in some places and sometimes. Any other groups actually got wiped out. stamped out. I mean, you know, there were groups like the Albigensians and others who got totally destroyed by the Catholics in the Middle Ages because they didn't toe the line, the Catholic line. So there were these groups of Jews. They had some measure of toleration, but there was also a lot of prejudice and antipathy toward them. In the 19th century, the Jews gained greater and greater legal and political rights. They gained the right to own land. They gained the right to go to the university. They gained the right to participate in all the trades. They gained the right to vote politically when these countries had the vote. And so over the course of the 19th century, the Jews were actually getting, their condition was actually improving. But something happened in the middle of the 19th century. That is that biological racism emerged, which was going to have profound impacts for the Jews, because Hitler didn't care about the Jews as a religion. That's what, before the 19th century, most people had been prejudiced against the Jews because of their religion. If they converted to Christianity, they usually were accepted. Most places, there were a few exceptions to some degree, but most places, if they converted to Christianity, they were accepted. So the issue was religion. In the middle of the 19th century, people began seeing the Jews as a biological race instead of a religion. And so at that point, they were considered, all of the prejudices that had been built up against them were considered to be biological traits. So the fact that they were alleged to be deceitful, greedy, and other kinds of characteristics that were considered to be negative morally, Hitler as well, and Hitler, again, got this from a lot of other people, he didn't invent this, but Hitler and many other anti-Semites, by the late 19th and early 20th century, believed that those moral traits were biologically ingrained in the Jewish race, and thus they couldn't convert to get rid of those things. And so actually Hitler saw conversion of Jews to Christianity being one of the worst things possible, because it would mix in those biological genes into the German gene pool. And so unlike true Christians who were wanting to convert Jews to Christianity, Hitler did not want Jews to convert to Christianity. He wanted to get rid of the Jews.
Okay, we have about 2 minutes left. What else do you want to say about the worldview that led to the whole Nazi horror? And by the way, some people, even to this day, they'll say, well, that's what you get when you have right-wing extremists. But I don't, you know, isn't it the National Socialist Party of Germany, the Nazis?
Yeah. Yeah, Hitler was, there's an interesting book by a scholar writing about fascism in general, and the title of the book is Neither Right Nor Left. And I think that's the case, that Hitler, Mussolini, and other fascists really did not fit very comfortably on the right versus left spectrum, because they embraced parts of both. And because they were radically secular in many ways, and when I say Hitler was radically secular, Hitler did believe in some kind of God and some kind of higher power, or higher being. But I argue in my book, Hitler's Religion, that Hitler was a pantheist because he believed that nature was God. He continually deifies nature and talks about nature as having this will and nature having these properties that make it superior to humans and ruling over humans. And so that's why he gets his morality out of evolution, and because he sees that as the laws of nature and such. So Hitler is arguing with this secular worldview that's very different from even most right-wing conservatives in Germany at his time. And so Hitler was going to be opposed by many conservatives during his time, as well as by the political left. So he, even though he did draw a lot of right-wing support, unfortunately, he himself considered himself more a revolutionary than a preserver of the status quo.
And people can read more at your website. What is your website? Is it still Darwin to Hitler?
Yes, www.darwintohitler.com.
.com. Dr. Richard Weikert, and yes. Some of your books include The Religion of Hitler, and from
Hitler's religion.
From Darwin to Hitler. Thank you so much, Dr. Weikert.
Yeah. All the best. And I also have a new book coming out, by the way.
Yes.
It's going to come out early next year, probably, called Darwinian Racism: How Darwinism Influenced Hitler, the Nazis, and White Nationalism.
Oh, wow. We look forward to it. Thank you, sir. All the best.